Did you know that the first Matrix was designed to be a perfect human world where none suffered, where everyone would be happy?
Nekoč so na Zemlji živela bitja, ki so se imenovala ljudje. Znanost, ki preučuje to izumrlo vrsto, se imenuje humanistika.
Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
O komediji, ljubezni, postseksualnosti, svobodi, umu, kastrirani, kastraciji, poligamiji, burkežih in oblasti s Falerjem, Ničejem, Senetom, Epikurjem in Lubičem. Prejšnji teden smo na jesenski filmski šoli v Kinoteki lahko poslušali tudi Roberta Falerja, ki je samega sebe spraševal, kaj je tako smešnega pri multipli ljubezni. To spraševanje pa je podnaslovil s poligamnim Lubičevim dotikom. Proti koncu predavanja je povedal naslednje.
If philosophy is about astonishing, I think we should astonish ourselves today mostly about how roughly 45 years after sexual liberation, we have ended up in a situation where sexuality appears as totally disgusting, politically incorrect, where people live under the feeling of sexual harassment, of low desire syndrome, of post-sexuality, where exactly those people call for a state in order to separate people, for a state that starts to function according to the neoliberal principles of a state that only injuncts prohibitions, does not contribute to any support of the individual, but just repressively separates individual and creates what I would call a minimal society, where nobody can get closer to the other and nobody is bothered by the other's pleasure. If we try to astonish ourselves about this, and if we try to give an explanation how it came that sexual revolution led to this postmodernist, neoliberal, repressive post-sexuality that we live in, I would follow Richard Sennett's explanation that our societies have moved from an outside to an inside-governed behavior. Before 1968, we had a strict separation between the private person on one hand and the public role that we played in public space, which Sennett himself clearly described as acting, as a principle of theater, or as philosopher Alain would have called it, as the comedy of politeness. So I think this is the reason why, after 40 years of sexual revolution, monogamy has become the only game in town all of a sudden. It is precisely because we forgot the laws of comedy. We did not separate anymore between the role and the identity. And so what we did was not exactly to liberate ourselves, but to start believing ourselves into the prohibitions that were imposed upon us. So it is the same prohibitions like in late 19th century. We are almost, or I would claim, we are exactly as hostile against sexuality as Victorian society. But the difference is that in Victorian society, nobody believed in that, whereas today we ourselves believe in the principles that prohibit it. I think a good example for the transition is maybe the comedy The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman starring, and Bancroft, 1967, where you have clearly these two generations, the old generation, which lives in monogamy on the level of comedy, on the level of as if they don't really believe in their monogamy, whereas the young couple, of course, they start romantic love. They love by heart. They only want to play what they themselves can really believe in. They love from their very heart. They really want to believe in their love. And I think this is precisely the moment when what we regard as a liberation, in fact, becomes a total self-restriction.
Total self-restriction. Faller je zaključil s tem, da je v zadnjih 40 letih prišlo do manjka komedije v javnosti, da smo uničili razliko med identiteto in vlogo, da se preveč ukvarjamo z identiteto in premalo z dobrim igranjem vlog, da si ne dovolimo dvojnosti med svojim privatnim jazom in igranjem vlog v javnem prostoru. Ta razlika pa je zanj ključni pogoj za užitek, zato da Freudovo nedomače das unheimliche v ustvarjeni distanci postane smešno, torej sprejemljivo, celo prijetno. To, pravi Faller, je poleg pogoja za užitek tudi pogoj za političnost. Nekakšna veza v razliki se torej pojavi med strastno ljubeznijo in političnim državljanstvom. Veza med igranjem in oblastjo pa se pojavi tudi pri Nietzscheju, ki ga intrigira problem igralca. Ta zlaganost s čisto vestjo, naslada ob prenarejanju, ki izbruhne kot oblast, potisne ob stran tako imenovani značaj, ga preplavi, včasih ugasi, notranja želja po vlogi in maski, po videzu. Vse to naj bi rojevalo burkača, lažnivca, pavliho, norčka, zlasti klovna, tudi klasičnega služabnika. Zanimivo pa je, da Nietzsche takšno zmožnost igranja pripiše prav določenim ljudem, članom družin iz preprostega ljudstva, judom, pri katerih gre za pravo gojišče igralcev, in na vse zadnje ženskam, ki morajo vselej in povsod biti najprej in najbolj igralke. Ženska je tako artistična, pravi. Igranje se zdi pri Nietzscheju torej nekaj negativnega, nekaj, kar pritiče burkačem, judom in ženskam. A vendar ni povsem tako. V odstavku naslovljenem Komedija slavnih Nietzsche o slavnih ljudeh napiše: njihov sloves se kar naprej spreminja, kakor tudi njihov značaj, zakaj tako menjavo jim narekujejo njihovi nestalni prihodki in tako potisnejo na plan in na oder zdaj to, zdaj ono resnično ali izmišljeno lastnost. Njihovi prijatelji in zavezniki sodijo, kakor rečeno, k tem oderskim lastnostim. V nasprotju s tem pa mora tisto, kar hočejo, obstati toliko trdnejše in kakor kamen kost in nadaleč sijoče, in tudi zato sta včasih potrebni komedija in igra. Komedija se torej ne dogaja le navidezno, le med različnimi vlogami, ampak sta komedija in igra potrebni tudi za tisto trdno sredico, torej našo pravo, resnično identiteto. V identiteti rabimo tudi malo heca ali v razumu tudi malo neumnosti, kakor pravi Faller.
The utmost unreason not to allow yourself a little bit of unreason. I think this utmost unreason today occurs, for example, in health movements, environmental movements, sustainability, and so on. So it's the pure unreason that does not allow for a little unreason. I think this is the philosophical meaning of what redoubling means in comedy, this constant redoubling of characters, scenes, and so on. There's a certain materialism of redoubling involved here, which refers to a logical figure. The logical figure means, in order to pertain the sense of a principle, you have to redouble the principle and apply it to itself. For example, if you want to be reasonable, you can only be reasonable if you are reasonable in a reasonable way. If you only are reasonable, you ruin your life by your whole reasonable behavior. And if you never do anything funny or foolish or crazy, you are not reasonable because that's not alive anymore. So you have to be reasonable in a reasonable way, otherwise your reason becomes pure unreason. This figure can be found in ancient materialist texts, for example, by Epicure, where he notes that moderation as point by Aristotle is a fine thing, but, Epicure adds, you have to moderate yourself in a moderate way. Otherwise, your moderation becomes a kind of obscene excess of moderation. It's very opposite.
Kje je sedaj ta um, razum, identiteta? Kaj je to eno, ki v nasprotju s predstavniško demokracijo ne predstavlja mnoštva, ampak je predstavljeno z mnoštvom vlog? Kaj je tisto privatno, tisto res naše, če se tudi tam dogaja nekaj, kar ni ono samo? Kako je ena lahko ena, če pa ta druga enka že ni več tista prva, če je vmes že en hec, ena majhna razlika? Faller poudarja absolutno razliko med eno identiteto in mnoštvom vlog. A kakšna je ta razlika, če pa se že vloge med sabo zelo razlikujejo? Kako v mnoštvu vlog prepoznamo tisto pravo, ki je nekaj več od same sebe? Komedija in Ljubič dajeta tukaj nekoliko drugačen odgovor od večnega podvojevanja med identiteto in vlogo, ki ga je omenil Faller. Namreč, da tiste prave vloge ni. Ni identitete kot specifičnega mesta, nikjer ni nobenega mesta resnice, ampak so le različne vloge pred kamero ali v postelji. To, kar se šele naknadno imenuje identiteta ali pa resnica, pa vznikne iz zmešnjave laži in videzov. Identiteta se torej pojavi v artikulaciji razlik, ki jo lahko, kdaj pa kdaj, imenujemo tudi komedija. Avtorja je odigral Izidor Barši.
The first matrix was designed to be a perfect human world where none suffer, where everyone is happy.
Nekoč so na Zemlji živela bitja, ki so se imenovala ljudje. Znanost, ki preučuje to izumrlo vrsto, se imenuje humanistika.
Where we go from there? It's a choice I leave to you.